This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries. He said the centre has taken steps to make Assam flood-free. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. He said earlier Assam was known for violence and disturbances, but under the BJP government, the state is now known for peace and development.
Earlier, Assam's borders were open to illegal infiltration. After the formation of the Narendra Modi government, first Sarbananda Sonowal and then Himanta Biswa Sarma became our chief ministers. Together, the Modi government and the Assam government have stopped illegal infiltrators from entering Assam's borders. Today, infiltration no longer takes place in Assam.
In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces today intensified their ongoing anti-terror operation in the snowbound Chatru belt of Kishtwar district to track down and neutralize a group of three hold-up Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists. The operation in the area was launched on the 18th of this month, leading to a fierce gun battle in Sonar Forest near Mandaral, Singapura, resulting in the killing of a paratrooper and injuries to seven soldiers. Two more encounters took place between the army and the terrorists at Malidana Top on the 22nd of January and Jansir Kandivar on 25th of January, but the terrorists once again slipped deep into the forest area. In Chhattisgarh, four Maoists surrendered today in Sukma district. The surrendered Maoists include two women cadres. A total reward of 8 lakh rupees had been declared on them. The Maoists laid down their arms at a program organized at the Sukma district headquarters. BJP today hit out at the Congress over the issue of alleged liquor scam in Karnataka. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said that this allegation has not been levelled up by the BJP or opposition parties, but by the Wine Merchant Association from the state. Mr. Trivedi also referred to the alleged irregularities in the allocation of housing sites by Mysuru Urban Development Authority. He alleged that wherever the Congress is in power, it is involved in corruption and it is not focusing on public welfare works. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with Foreign Affairs Minister of Palestine, Wasim Ahibikian Shaheen, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that during the meeting, both the leaders reviewed development and cooperation between India and Palestine and agreed on initiatives to take it forward. He added that both sides had also exchanged their views on the Gaza peace plan and regional developments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the India-EU Free Trade Agreement fully aligns with the vision of making India a developed country. Sharing an article written by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the government has delivered a transformative agreement that expands markets, creates jobs and protects the country's core interests. Mr. Goyal in his article said that the successful conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement is a historic milestone. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On the occasion, a Sarvadharma Prarthana has been organized at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended around 0.4% lower today, snapping a three-day gaining streak. Markets opened with a sharp gap down and traded on a bearish note throughout the session. However, in the last hour of the trade, the indices recovered some of their losses, but still closed in the red. And that is the end of this news bulletin.